One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard as Clifford phones on the extension in the upper hall.
Hello, Emerson Book Company? Well, this is Clifford Barber. About a month ago, I bought a lot of law books from you, and I paid cash. Well, how much would you give me for them if I bring them back?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Now you know, it's no longer necessary to be so miserable when you have a cold. Yes, Medical Reports, as reviewed recently in several leading magazines, verify the effective relief antihistamines offer to cold sufferers. And Tabsin contains an antihistamine plus other ingredients doctors have prescribed for many years. That's why for cold symptom relief, Tabsin is a better formula than any antihistamine alone. Yes, antihistamines are wonderful to relieve the sneezes, sniffles, and stuffed up nose. But Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin, have combined an antihistamine with time-tested ingredients that offer even more relief. Yes, Tabsin contains an antihistamine together with an ingredient to relieve aches, pains, and misery, and to reduce fever, and a special ingredient to help combat the dull, drowsy feeling. No, you don't have to be so miserable with a cold. Enjoy Tabsin's quick, effective relief for cold misery. Tabsin has been awarded the Guarantee Seal of Good Housekeeping Magazine and the Commendation Seal of Parents Magazine. Get Tabsin from your druggist today. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Chapter 9, Book 84. Clifford Barber's room on the second floor of the Barber family home is a comfortable, though somewhat crowded place these days. There's his television set, which Father Barber refers to as the monster, his dictionary and stand, his law books. He was studying law for a while, you know. His real estate books. He was briefly in the real estate business. And a big chair, his bed, bureau, and a desk. Sitting now at the desk in the late afternoon, Clifford has just opened an old automobile club map and is studying the distance between San Francisco and San Diego. He opens his wallet, seems a little discouraged by what he sees there, debates a moment, and then goes to the extension phone in the hall outside his door.
Hello? Emerson Book Company? Well, this is Clifford Barber. Yeah, you remember I bought a lot of law books from you and some real estate books? Well, look, I'm going to bring them back. How much will you give me for them? They're practically brand new. I only bought them last month.
Uncle Cliff, are you upstairs?
I'm on the phone, Margaret. Oh, pardon me, what were you saying? Well, they're brand new books. Some of them haven't been opened. Huh. Is that all? Okay. Yeah, well, it's pretty late now. I'll be in tomorrow morning. Yeah, okay, bye. Margaret? Oh, Margaret?
Yes, Uncle Cliff?
Did you want to see me?
If you aren't busy.
Well, come on up. And, oh, hey, ask your grandmother where the twine is. A ball of twine? I think it's somewhere in the kitchen.
Okay, Uncle Cliff.
Hi, ho, hi, ho, hi, ho. Hello? Oh, Automobile Club? Well, this is Clifford Barber speaking. Yeah, well, will you please look in your file and see if I still have a membership in the Automobile Club? Yeah, that's right. Clifford Barber.
I've got him, Uncle Cliff.
Okay, come on up.
Gee, it's a nice day out, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought you'd be out driving around in your car.
Hmm?
I say I was surprised to find you were home, Uncle Cliff.
Oh, Well, go ahead in my room. I'll be with you in just a minute. I'm finishing up a phone call.
Oh, okay.
But, oh, hello? Say, well, I used to be a member of the Automobile Club. Oh, around 1945, I guess. Thought maybe my father had it renewed. Oh, he hasn't, huh? No, I don't want to renew it. No, I just wondered. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Here's the twine, Uncle Cliff.
Yeah, I'm coming, Margaret.
Dan's awful sorry he can't drive down to San Diego with you and Mom. He'd love to see Pinky in his uniform, too. But he says the trip's going to take too long. I sure wish I could go. But Mom says you may not get back until Monday night or Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't see where it would hurt for me to miss one day of school. Well, I should think going down to see your brother in boot camp was justifiable, wouldn't you, Uncle Cliff? Maybe if you'd speak to Mom about it, she'd let me go. Will you, Uncle Cliff?
Oh, no, no, honey. I stay out of family affairs if I can.
Why are you taking the law books down?
They aren't earning any money up there. Man wants them back.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, if Pink can get away from the base for a few hours, I thought we'd take him out to dinner. Show him a good time, you know?
Mom bought 2 chickens today. She's going to fry them and take down a box of fried chicken and cookies and stuff.
Yeah, I know. He'd probably like to eat in a restaurant, too, if he could.
Gee, I'm anxious to see Pinky in his uniform. I wrote him yesterday and told him to be sure and send me a picture. I want it for my scrapbook.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a wonderful book, Uncle Cliff. Mom doesn't think I should call it my memorabilia, but just Barber Family Album or something simple like that.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't think I should stress the sad love stories either. She says we don't have any more sad love stories than any other family the same size.
Uh-huh. Here, come here a minute, will you? Now, when I bring this twine around, hold your finger on it while I tie a knot.
Okay. That's a pretty high stack of books, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There, now that's better. Now, put your finger on it, huh?
Okay. Uncle Cliff.
Huh?
I don't want to ask embarrassing questions, but would it be all right if I put your wives in my scrapbook?
You make it sound like a harem, Maggie. I've only had 2.
Oh, I know. But I haven't a picture of Aunt Anne or Aunt Irene either. I'd like a sort of family group of you and Andy and his mother and Aunt Irene. I thought I'd say, tragedy stalked Uncle Clifford. Both his wives died.
Oh, no. No, honey.
Huh?
Just put in Andy and me and let it go at that. Oh, I saw him at his school last week, you know.
Yeah, Mom told me you drove down there. How is he?
Oh, you ought to see the guy. Tall as I am, almost. He's a good student, too. He's better than his old man ever was. A's and B's.
Gee.
Yeah, he's a pretty happy youngster now. Likes the boys there and the headmaster. His grandfather, you know, on his mother's side, was a college professor. He's directly descended from a long line of scholars.
Professor Waite, that was Anne's father, wasn't it? Professor Waite.
Yeah.
Have we got any pictures of him?
No. No, I don't think so, Meg.
He died, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Gee. If you'd let me, I could just surround you and Andy with people that died and show the tragedy that runs through a family and crushes people's spirit.
I'd strike a more cheerful note if I were you. All right, here. Lend me your finger again, huh?
Okay.
All right, hold still now.
They'll catch my finger in the knot.
No.
Would it be all right if I put in a picture of Marty and one of Toots Schultz?
I got a picture of Marty you can have. Well, everybody knew Marty, but the family's never met Miss Schultz. I'd just skip that if I were you.
Margaret! Oh, Margaret!
Grandmother's calling you.
Grandmother! I'm here helping Uncle Cliff!
It's all right now. You can run along if you want to.
But I'd really like to have a picture of Miss Schultz.
Margaret, your grandfather's found some more things for your scrapbook. He wants you to come down to the library.
Okay. I'll be back a little while, Uncle Cliff.
Okay.
See you later.
Well.
Hi, Mom.
What's happening here?
Oh, I was talking to the manager of the Emerson Book Company a while ago. You know, law books get out of date in a hurry, and I thought these weren't doing anybody any good up there, so I'm going to take them back in the morning.
You don't need to, Clifford, if you'd like to study them some more.
No, Mom, I...
Hmm?
I never go through with it. I started off all right, but I never go through with it.
Well, I know you'll find something, Clifford. You keep trying.
Sure. Yeah, sure I will.
Have you talked to Mr. Elkhorn again? You did so well down there when you started.
Yeah, I was back at Elkhorn's yesterday.
What did he say?
Well, Mr. Elkhorn said that there was still no opening, but it's something deeper than that. I know what it is now.
Hmm?
You know the girl who was their switchboard operator? When I worked down there, Miss Schultz? Dutch Schultz?
Yes, I think you've mentioned her.
Yeah, well, I see her sometimes, you know, Mom. Well, she says Mr. Elkhorn has a prejudice against men who leave his company. Doesn't matter how good they were or how successful they've been. He just doesn't want them back.
Why not?
Oh, he sort of feels that when a man comes to work for him, he's got a great break and he should appreciate it and he should stay for the rest of his life.
I see.
So there's the one place I ever really made good. And the door is shut tight.
Well, don't you worry for one minute, Clifford. You went in there and made a great success. And if you can do it once, you can do it again.
Yeah. As soon as I get back from San Diego, I'm going to buckle right down and do what I did before. I'm going to make out a list, and I'm going to call on 10 or 12 or 15 people a day. And I'll start at 8:30 in the morning, and I'll keep going until 5:30. And just on the law of averages, I'll land some kind of a job.
Of course. Oh, your father's so pleased with what you're going to do this weekend.
Oh, he is?
He was saying to me down the library a moment ago, it's very nice that you can drive Hazel down there when Dan's so busy.
Thought I'd like to take Pinky out to dinner if they let him leave the base.
Oh, that'll be nice. Your father liked that.
Yeah. I thought we'd take Pink out to that amusement park they have down there. Maybe run over to Tijuana for a few hours.
Why, that'll be wonderful.
If we got time, we could even drive down to Ensenada. I've always wanted to see it. And with that car of mine, you can forget distance. Just take off.
Clifford, your father was saying the gasoline will be quite an item.
I'll have the money, all right. I'll take care of that.
I brought you a little money.
Oh, now, Mom, I'll be okay.
Well, this is out of my own account, so nothing need be said about it, Clifford.
Gee. Thank you, Mom. I may not even have to spend it. Of course, I want to show Hazel and Pinky a good time. Gosh, I can hardly wait for tomorrow. I want to see the little guy in his uniform. But he wears that white hat cocked on his head. He'll be a jaunty-looking gob, won't he, though?
Clifford, there was one thing, other thing that I wanted to speak to you about. Have you missed anything lately?
Huh?
The bill for Andy's tuition slipped out of your pocket last evening when you were lying on the davenport. I wrote a check this noon and sent it to the school, Clifford.
Oh, you did? Gee.
We don't need to say anything about that either. I took care of it for this term, so don't you worry about that.
Well, I'll pay you back for these things, Mom. I'm keeping a record of it. And I'll pay it back, every cent of it.
My dear, I haven't the slightest doubt that you will. Not the slightest doubt.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, when you're feeling miserable with a headache, get relief the easy, pleasant way. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such wonderful relief. Try it and see. We're sure Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it does give such fast headache relief. So always keep Alka-Seltzer handy and take it whenever a headache is making you miserable. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Here's the family again.
Hello, Acme Furniture Company? Yeah, well, look, I bought a desk and a chair from you about a month ago. Well, I wonder how much I could get for them if I bring them back.
Remember, friends, for quick relief from the misery of a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is the improved antihistaminic tablet that is a combination of relief-giving ingredients. Tabsin does more in relieving cold misery. Tabsin checks the sniffling and sneezing, the irritation in the nose and throat. And Tabsin also acts to relieve the headache and reduce the fever that may accompany a cold. So, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. That's Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, A Pilgrimage to San Diego, Chapter 10, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.